Blog Talk Radio.
So one of these nights, and about 12 o'clock, this old world's gonna demand rock. Saints they all tremble and cry for pain, for the Lord's gonna come in his heaven airplane.
hope may be in vain.
Hello, everyone. This is Jennifer Snell, and we are starting back up our new season with episode 53, Dumpster Diving and Spiritually Cleaning Your Treasures on Unseen Realms. And here's my co-host.
Hi, this is Grace Onglad. Welcome, everybody. Wishing you a happy new year. We took an unforeseen break there for a while. Had a lot of family issues that showed up. We're sorry to our listeners, but we're really happy to be back, and we've come back with new energy, fresh start, and new energy. That's all I can say.
Yeah. Oh, it's so good to be back.
It does feel good to be back. Let me see. Yeah. We decided this week was based on a friend of mine calling me and saying, I just bought a piece of furniture from a flea market, so can you tell me how to clean it? And I went, aw. Research on the internet, and we're ready to go. I don't know about everybody out there, but a lot of people love to go to flea markets, antique shops. You get hand-me-downs, like, you know, if somebody passes away in the family, all of a sudden you find yourself with a bunch of rings, and you find yourself with a bunch of jewelry. And all this stuff is great. I mean, all this is great. And it's given with love and things like that. You know, you love going out, having these finds, making these finds. You love going out and having these, you love going out and having, and going to the antique store. Yeah, getting treasures. Yeah, it's basically treasures. I mean, I watched my mom. She could redo anything. She went out and got, it was like a 1950s chrome table she found outside. And she's like, I'm going to redo it. And she did, you know, it sat in our kitchen, you know, trash day out. My family was out looking because she could redo anything and she liked doing it. I mean, I've watched her bring back, it was an old, you know, sewing machine that you would use your foot. It wasn't a plug-in. And I saw her bring that back with a nice blue, you know, she stained it and she had a blue antique thing on it. She did a beautiful job on it. So this is, you know, the show I'm dedicating to you, Mom. So anyway, do you want to start out talking about the vibrations you can bring back on things, or do you want me to, or what's the deal?
Sure. Well, I just wanted to add in a personal note there. My mother was an antique dealer for 35, 40 years, and she owned a shop. And I didn't know about this stuff back then. She doesn't have it now. But I have unknowingly brought some things into my house that I had to clear. And I had literally entities attached to it. So I just want to throw that out there that I did have personal experience with this. And a lot of times, like, even if you go in a museum, be really careful when you go in a museum, because especially with some of those war memorials and so forth, where they have actual guns and stuff like that, you can pick stuff off of that. And that's happened to me too. So I just wanted to share that.
Oh, yeah. I mean, yes, I know. And also with jewelry, gold is very transformational. You know, gold vibration changes by the second. You know, if anybody touches it, you can bring the vibration up or down. And that's why it's very important to clear off your jewelry and stuff. Because if anybody's done psychometry where they pick up somebody's ring and you start reading the person, if that's had a previous owner, you're going to be reading the energy from the previous owner too. And the person who is wearing that piece of jewelry is going to be taking on the energy of that piece of jewelry. I think the same thing goes when you buy a house, when you buy a car. If you buy used cars, I mean, even new cars, when you buy used cars especially, you have to go in and you've got to change the, you have to make that energy yours so you can connect with it. Otherwise, that you're going to be bringing in some of the stuff that has happened from the previous owners. Like if that owner had a lot of problems with money, all of a sudden you're going to start having problems with money. If they've had problems with divorces, the house is a great thing. If there's been like two or three divorces in a house, then, you know, and if you have a happy marriage and you walk into that house, chances are that you're going to start having problems. You know, you don't know what's happened in the house. If somebody died, somebody committed suicide, has there been a really bad argument, fighting? There's a house in our town down there, and somebody had come to see me. The priest had done a blessing of the house or whatever, he could do it. And she's like, you know what, the dog's still not sleeping, and there's still freaky energy going on in this house. So we had to do a land clearing of the house and the land, and finally the dog is able to sleep. So this is like, you know, even though it doesn't seem real, it is. You know, a lot of things it is. And I imagine everybody listening to this show knows this. So, you know, you might just be tuning in tonight because, you know, you just want to make sure. So anyway, I'm going to start from here what my research brought today. So I went to a site. It's called 5 Ways to Completely Clear Negative Energy. And it's www.powerofpositivity.com. And the woman is named Kristen Butler. I love what she did with this stuff. She said that, and I like this idea. She said negativity seeks light because it wants to be transformed. So if you're doing a lot of energy work, don't forget to clear yourself, because all of a sudden you're a light, and you know the negativity knows that it wants to be transformed, so it's going to start hanging on you. And if enough negativity gets around you, it can cause depression, anxiety, or mental and physical diseases. And she said she learned this from her mentor, Deborah King. So a couple things you can do to bring up the vibrations. Fresh air and sunshine on yourself, on your house, you know, in the morning or sometime during the day, open up your house. You know, if you're in a safe area, if you're not, then don't do it. Of course, use, you know, common sense. But, you know, if you're in a safe area and you have, like, second floor windows and stuff like that, and there's no children around, and, you know, you can open them up for a few minutes and let the fresh air in. And that'll kind of transform and get rid of the old energy in the house. That'll, you know, neighbors, I see them outside. She gets up in the morning. She goes to work, and she leaves that side window open for at least 45 minutes to bring fresh air into the house. So that's a good thing. Also, for yourself, if you're outside, breathe in the positivity, exhale negativity. That's a good thing. She also says smudging. She says light a stick of rolled sage, and I've heard it's white sage. And you set your intentions about what you're going to clean. We forget how powerful we are, so we need to set our intentions when we do things. So when you're about to smudge something, smudging home, body, or an object, what I do, again, use your, you know, be careful with it. Make sure you're not letting the kids take this stuff. It's you doing it. What I do is I have an old bowl, an old ceramic bowl, and I let my sage stick. It smokes. It's not on fire. It does smoke. And I go around with a feather, and I start blowing the smoke into the, you know, fanning the smoke into the corners of the house. And I say prayers while I'm doing it. I'll go through the kitchen, because the kitchen is a place of alchemy, and you're transforming your food and stuff like that. So you want to do your kitchen. And I go all throughout the house, and I do this. Also, I always try to keep my upstairs window open, because when you're getting rid of the negative energy, you want some place the negative energy to go. And again, use your discretion when you're doing this. But that's how I do it, white sage, or you can get smudging sticks. Amazon has everything, and I don't know if, you know, how sure some people are about Amazon, but I've found it to be a lifesaver in a lot of areas of my life, so I get my stuff off of Amazon. And then when you're done, go ahead, yeah.
Can I add something there?
Sure, go ahead.
Okay, so one thing for me, I'm not a huge fan of sage because of the smell, kind of,
right.
For me personally. And people think it's pot, if you've had that experience, but people think it's pot or marijuana, and I'm like, no, it's sage.
No.
To appease my neighbors, I actually burn something called Palo Santo. And
okay.
It's called Holy Wood. And you can order that online. And it smells really amazing. So I just wanted to add that. You get it from South America.
Okay. All right. So, yeah, and don't forget to put your stick, you know, your sage stick out afterwards and, you know, put your feather away. Because if you have a cat, she's going to come or he's going to come and play with it. He's going to go, ooh, look, mine, as all cats do. Okay, another thing she said is put salt around the borders of your house. Put them around the borders of your window outside to ward off negative energy and to clean it. So you can take sea salt and put it around the borders of your house. And I think, what was her name? Cilly Brown used to do that. She used to put salt around the house. Or if she heard a neighbor was having a lot of fights and she knew the history of the house, I read that she'd gone out to their house in the middle of the night and was putting salt out. And I think the guy came out and she says, I'm getting rid of snails and slugs. So
yeah.
I don't think he questioned why she was doing it to her house. Go ahead.
And also thresholds and I think you said that. And also, like, one time I remember I was having such a problem with entities, dark entities coming in the middle of the night, that I put a salt ring around my bed.
Yes, yes. Well,
I mean,
worst
case scenario, but.
There's something she has, it's called a bliss bath. And she says, you know, fill it, you put a bath, put a half a pound of baking soda in it, a few drops of really nice lavender oil, you know, bio if you can do it, organic, positive intentions, and a half a pound of sea salt. And she says, you know, make the bath warm enough and stay in it for 20 minutes. And it's going to draw toxins to the surface. So it's very alkaline. It kind of remineralizes your body. Make sure your baking soda is organic. You know, it's a high-quality baking soda, not the stuff that has aluminum in it and stuff. And afterwards, you need to take a shower. You need to wash off those toxins and wash your hair, wash your body, to make sure those toxins don't get reabsorbed by your body. And it'll cleanse and charge your body. So the bliss bath is a good idea. Holy water. Now, we go to church. My husband carries all of his rocks, or the rocks he's going to use for his week, in his pocket, because he's going to stick those in the holy water. You can buy holy water on Amazon. You can get it. You can buy it Lord's Holy Water from Amazon. You can go to church. You can, you know, put your stones or whatever you need blessed in the holy water, or you can make it yourself. So it's been used by saints and sages for 15 centuries. Oh, I hear back. I hear back. Coming back. Okay. So it's saints and sages for 15 centuries. Let me see. You can make it yourself if you believe you can. So this is how you're going to do it. You're going to take a container, a clear glass container, and you're going to add water to it. And you can infuse it with holy basil leaves, I don't know what a holy basil leaf is, flower essences, or essential oils. If you believe in the power of prayer, you can pray over it. And once you can do this, you can pray for protection and healing over you or anyone who comes in contact with it. When your holy water is ready, put it in spray bottles and sprinkle it around the house or anywhere you believe that needs to be cleaned.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So that's what I found for healing clearings. Now I found some interesting stuff. To find out if you do have negative vibrations in your house, I've been on YouTube, because, you know, you go one place and then another and then another. So YouTube, you can take a glass. What you can do is take a glass and let me see, where did I put this? Okay, you take a glass of water, a clear glass of water, all right, and you put it in and you, what did I do here? Hold on. Okay, you can take a clear glass of water and you put salt in it. I think you put, it's half salt. Wait a minute, take a place. Okay, no, here we go. So you put salt in your glass of water, like half of it, and you fill the rest with water, a third of it. And you leave it hidden in the room, all right? And you come back, you leave it for the whole day, and you come back, and if there's smudges on the glass, that means there's negative vibrations in the room. So you're going to dump that water out. You're going to put sea salt, a third of sea salt again, fill the glass up with water, and leave it hidden in the room until there's no more smudges on the glass. So you leave it in for a whole day, and that way you can tell, you can just keep going with that, and that way you can tell whether you have negative vibrations hanging around. And if you keep recharging the glass, you know, dumping the water out, putting more sea salt in it, putting more water, eventually the glass is going to have no smudges, and that means that the room has been cleared. Another thing, I went on and I saw on YouTube Dana Claudette. I like her. I really like her stuff. And it's how to clear off negative energy off of anything. She uses cedar smudging. She said cedar smudging is much deeper than sage. And so she takes a cedar bundle that you can find online, and you light it until you see the smoke. And then you can clear anything by walking around it and imagining that all the unwanted energies leave the thing. So if you have furniture, if you want to do it to your house, if you wanted to do big pieces of furniture, you know, things you bring in from the outside, use cedar, and that will clear it a lot. That'll clear it, you know, pretty deeply down in there.
One thing I wanted to mention too, which is important, especially if you're doing spiritual stuff, is candles. If you have candles that you buy, you need to clear them with salt, because, you know, if you're burning them for aromatherapy or whatever, and, you know, if they're made in a third world country sometimes, you know, like sometimes you buy candles and they're made, people that aren't too happy making them or whatever.
Right.
You want to make sure you put salt on your candles before you do it. Now,
right.
If it's a Reiki charge candle, yeah, don't worry about it. I mean, that's, you know, some of those that you can buy.
Yeah,
you don't want to clear that kind of candle. But, you know,
you Reiki people have
like
unlimited
people.
Possibilities as far as clearing.
Like the dollar store, you want to clear those.
Yeah.
Okay,
sorry. Yeah. And don't forget to, you know, you're smudging and things like that. Don't forget to, at the end, you know, don't leave it there. To put it out. Make sure it's out. You know, use all precautions, like, you know, the bear in the forest. Make sure that, what is it, Yogi Bear, or I don't remember the bear that you can prevent forest fire, Smokey the Bear. You know, make sure your stuff is out before you leave a room. All right, so she talks about rice and salt, this Dana Claudette. She says how to feng shui. She's how to clear negative energy with rice and salt. So you take regular rice and you add sea salt with the intention that you're going to clear energy around the house. And you can go outside and sprinkle the rice and salt around the house, because I guess the salt must get rid of the negative energy and the rice must absorb it. I'm not so sure how I feel about that in the environment, because, you know, that's, you know. If you don't have any small children or pets, you can sprinkle it on a floor in your room and leave it and then sweep it up afterwards. Or you can take a bowl of rice and salt, and if you have jewelry, you can put your jewelry on the top of it, and it'll be clean. You leave it there for a couple hours, and it'll be clean. You know, she said you can feel it. You can feel how new it feels afterwards. So let me see. That's things I found. Okay, now a couple things, and again, going on the internet, not staying on task, I found 8 unlucky things that you shouldn't have at your home or office, things that you need to get rid of, because we're all talking about getting rid of old energy and bringing in new. Broken clocks, do not keep a broken clock. It's bad luck, apparently. If you have a broken clock, find a place to put it, or, you know, but they suggest that you get rid of it because it's unlucky to keep in the house. A black front door. And black front door invites bad luck unless it faces north. All right? That's a, you know, you want, in feng shui, they talk about red bringing in energy. Spiky or dead plants. Now, I looked at this thing, and I have an aloe vera because when I cook sometimes, I burn myself. I kind of shorten, you know, have burnt myself over the stove and stuff. So I have an aloe vera. But they said dead plants, that's bad luck to keep in. Another thing, old calendars. Don't keep old calendars. It's bad luck to put up the new calendar before the year starts, and it's bad luck to keep up old calendars. that, you know, that's, they said get rid of the old calendars out of the house. Mirrors. Now, you know how when you say you break a mirror and it's 7 years bad luck? Well, they're saying don't even have mirrors, but they said people do. So they said what they used to do in the olden times is they used to cover the mirrors at night. The only thing she really suggests is make sure the mirror is not facing your bed. That brings things in, and you should cover your mirror. And I've heard this from Melissa Virtue when she does her angel dreams. She's like, yeah, don't, you know, your mirror's in your bedroom. You really need to cover them because it invites stuff in.
Can I add something on that? Okay. So I had a big problem with that, personally. I had this armoire that I inherited from my great-grandmother, and it had this long, like, bureau with this huge mirror on it, okay? And I was getting all kinds of stuff at night coming in my room, as I told you earlier. I had to do the salt ring around my bed.
Yeah.
And then after I painted my bedroom, when we were putting the stuff back in, I told my dad, I'm like, I don't want to put that mirror up. He's like, why? And I said, I don't like it. So we didn't put it up. Well, it has been almost night and day since I took that mirror down. But if you have to have a mirror in your bedroom, another thing you can do is put fresh flowers in front of it.
Okay.
And that's supposed to help keep out the negative vibes and stuff like that. Just.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's a good thing. That's a good thing. Broken dishes. If you eat off of broken or chipped dishes, it represents your family and friends, and when you're eating off of broken or cracked dishes, you're inviting trouble into the house, you know, because it's something you're eating off of. Now, the last one they said is green walls, but this has to do with something in the 1700s. The reason that the green walls, anything green was bad luck, was because in the 1700s, in order to make the colors, they used arsenic to make green. And that's why, you know, I don't think it really needs to be there. That's not happening anymore. But then the arsenic was used to create the color green. And you know what arsenic does. And that also goes with your rocks, too. People who love rocks, make sure you're not carrying around rocks that, you know, are holding arsenic, heavy metal, or, you know, cadmium or something like that. Make sure you're not, because it gets absorbed through the skin. And then it gets absorbed through your system, you know.
Yeah.
Don't do it. Like, I mean, just, you know.
Like raw malachite. You know. Raw malachite is not good. Don't touch it with your skin if you have raw malachite.
Yeah, you know, just don't
That's
do
simple.
That kind of stuff.
Yeah.
So, anyway, all right. So then I went on. I went on to another thing was because we're coming up to the Chinese New Year, and I was born the year of the dog way long time ago, and the Chinese New Year is Friday, February 16th, 2018. So I found this by Christine Beauvais on YouTube, B-O-V-E with an accent. They call it in French accent aigu. It's when the accent goes up, all right? So it's how to create a traditional Chinese wealth bowl for the Chinese New Year. And she does feng shui. I mean, she's really cool. I really liked her. And so she had how to create a Chinese traditional Chinese wealth bowl for the Chinese New Year. So she did take a salad bowl, you know, she had a colorful one. She'd take a salad bowl and take the Chinese traditional red envelopes. You can find them online. They're $7 or $8 on Amazon, or you can go to the local Chinese store and get them. They should be out. And then you can put money in them. Now, she suggests any multiples of 9 or any multiples of 8. She said $5 too. But I know the Chinese, I know 8 is very lucky. And she mentioned 9 is also auspicious too. So you put the money in the envelope. And then if you had a rice bowl from last year that you did this, you get rid of the, you know, you clean out the bowl, you get rid of the rice, you take everything out. You have to start new. So you need a new bowl, new rice, new envelope, new money. And you put the money in the Chinese lucky money envelopes. You put it in the envelope, and then you stick it in the bowl. So you'd put a little bit of rice on the bottom, uncooked rice, uncooked, and then you're going to put the rice on the top. And you cover it. You don't let any part of the envelope to stick out. And then you put it in your kitchen. You put it in your kitchen, and you can either fill the bowl up with fruit on top of it, or see, she suggests going to get, you know, from Pier 1, these little tiny balls, so people are, you know, not going, why do you have rice in the bottom of that? And you keep it, she just says, Feng Shui is your own private practice, and it, you know, should be up to you. Or she has a wealth box. She goes to Michael's. I don't know if you have Michael's all over, and she gets these really pretty boxes. They look like shoe boxes, but hers had, like, Paris on it. So, again, you get the red envelope, and you can put your money into the red envelope or the Chinese that we just talked about. You can use a regular red envelope for this, or you can use the lucky money envelope, the Chinese lucky money envelope. And you put your money in there, and on top of it, you can put, like, a wealth rock. She had a red wealth rock. I'm like, well, citrine might go in there. Chinese coins. She had red thread. She just had red things in there. And so she said, you write your intentions. Before you do this, you write your intentions on the envelope. You're like, I want to go on vacation to Tahiti, or I want to go on vacation to, France or England. And then, and it's $5,000 to do it, the entire vacation I would want. And then from time to time, you start adding money to it. And they said that the universe will start adding money to it also. So that was what I found that was kind of the interesting things I found when I was floating online today. Do you have anything else to add?
Oh, cool. It's interesting because when you talk about the wealth.
Wait, I forgot. I'm sorry. I forgot one thing. That box is supposed to go under your bed. She said, I don't want to put the rice bowl under your bed because, you know, it could bring bugs, or you have your animals eating it or the kids eating it. So that box is supposed to go under your bed. And the box has a top on it. It's one of these boxes with a top on it, you know, so you don't have, like, in my case where I had my rocks under my bed and in the middle of the night I could hear my cat playing with them. There went my rose quartz and my crystal quartz, and I heard plink, 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 and I'm like, oh, really? So, go ahead.
Yeah. So, we have a Tibetan store here, and I went a couple of years ago, and I just found this. This is so weird, because when you're talking about that, there is a red envelope that I have with two of these feng shui coins in it, and I need to get it out and put it up in my house. But it's interesting that that's also the color red. Now,
yeah.
It doesn't have a lucky Chinese thing on it, but it's, you know, it's red and it has a beautiful picture on the front. Tibetan writing.
I've taken those little Chinese coins, the little frog coins. And I've put it in my wallet because it's supposed to bring in money. And it does. And I'm like, okay, cool. I keep it in my wallet all the time.
Yeah. And also another little tip that I learned from Gwyneth, what's her name, on Hay House. I forget her last name. Gwyneth, the numerologist. She said to write the number 8 on a piece of paper and put that in your wallet because 8 is the number of abundance, of course. So,
yes, If you have, like, my house is a 16. My house is number 16, so that's 1 plus 6 is 7. There's no money in that. So on the side of the box, I cut out in electrical tape, and I added a 1. So the box says, not where the postman can see it, but the box says 8. 1 plus 6 plus 1 is 8. And that did seem to help the money situation in the house when I've done that. So it's little things here and there. You know, get rid of your old stuff. If you haven't worn it in 2 years, get rid of it. Clean off the energy and the stuff you bring into the house. I was looking around today, and I'm like, you know what? My house could do with some feng shui because I've got a lot of older stuff in here. I'm looking at a dead plant, 2 dead plants, and there's a lot of the kid stuff that needs to go. And once your old stuff goes in, you're inviting new energy in.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And the other thing is, it's kind of like, Oprah used to have shows on this topic. but they're called energy leaks. Have you heard of energy leaks?
No.
Okay. Energy leaks are when there's practices within your own personal, you know, it could be your health, it could be your house or whatever, but they manifest in the form of debt. So,
okay.
One of the important things that she talks about is making sure you take care of your teeth. Okay. Your teeth are very important. There are many chakras and things in the body connected to your teeth. The other thing is your feet. Okay. Your feet are very important. And of course, the Chinese knew about this, right? The Chinese, if you've ever done any research about, you know, they said that everything in your body is represented in your foot or a part of your foot, right? Your organs and all that kind of stuff.
Right.
So it's like you were saying, making sure that your feet are properly cleared and salted, because you literally pick up stuff right through your shoes and your feet. That's why they leave their feet at the door. I mean, their shoes, not their feet, their shoes at the door, because they know that, right? They know that you pick up stuff with your shoes, literally, energetically,
right,
and physically. So make sure that you take your shoes off when you enter the house. And also there's something called an ionic foot bath. I don't know if you've heard of this.
No.
But it's a new technology that they use in America, like at the expos and stuff. And what they do is they take a, like a, gosh, I hate to use this analogy, but if you've ever been in a hospital and they give you like a sponge bath, there's like
right,
that plastic
basin,
kind of basin thing that they use.
Right.
Right. Go to the Walmart or Target or whatever, buy one of those, you fill it up with water, and you put salts in it. And then you can buy this thing online, and I'll give you the link. I'll put it on our website. And it's not cheap. Or you can go to the spas and get what's called an ionic foot bath. And boy, you would be amazed at the stuff that comes out of your feet. Because you're running
really?
An electrical charge. Yeah, you're running an electrical charge combined with salt. And you should see the stuff that it pulls out of your feet. It's gross. It's like brown. It looks like poo, to be honest. Like brown, black, yellow, green,
yeah,
all these different colors.
Yeah. I guess
they
also,
all
if you wanted to. Go
yeah,
ahead.
They all represent different parts of the body that it's clearing out. So it's pretty interesting.
You could probably do, if you didn't have the, you know, the ionic, you know, because that whole electricity and water thing, you know, you could probably just put Epsom salts in there too. You know, Epsom salts would end up pulling a lot of stuff out. Magnesium chloride from Epsom salts would end up pulling a lot out. And they have those feet massagers, and you could probably do it like that too.
Yeah, and just to be clear, I mean, I'm not advocating that everyone go out and buy, you know, this thing to do it yourself. Because it is a little bit dangerous. You got to know what you're doing, but you can definitely go and do a search on ionic foot bath. That's I-O-N-I-C. And I'm sure there's somebody in your area that has those machines that they can do it for you.
Yeah, that's. I wouldn't suggest doing it yourself. It's not, you know, but find somebody to do it. It's like, you know, going to the spa and getting a massage or stuff like that. I have a woman in this area that does reflexology, and she uses box flowers. So I'll probably make a run over to see her. She's pretty well, you know, she's pretty well known in this area. And she does Bach flowers with reflexology. And that's, you know, just take care of your feet and stuff like that. That's a very good idea.
Yeah.
And your teeth.
Okay.
You know, and your teeth. So what's up?
Okay. So I wanted to share a story about attachments, because I think this is really interesting. Okay. So, like I said, my mom was an antique dealer for forever and had her own booth and worked at the antique mall. And my family's really into history. Okay. So one day mom said to me, I want to go and see the sterling silver exhibit that's come to town down at the History Museum. So they had brought in this really amazing sterling silver exhibit. Okay. And so I said, sure. So I went down with her, and immediately we walk into the room, and they have this dining room table set up, and it's like this huge sterling silver dining room table, like from the Victorian era. Okay. So it's like this huge punch bowl. It was gorgeous. It was sterling silver goblets. It was all the stuff. And then I stopped dead in my tracks because there was literally an entire family of people standing around the dining room table. It was a man, it was a wife, their children, and two other women standing around the table. And I was like, oh my goodness. They were ghosts that were attached to that stuff. They were attached to that place setting. Can you believe that?
Yeah, I believe it. You know, I believe it. I, if they've had good memories around it, if it's a crystal they've pulled out, you know, the silverware they've pulled out for family affairs and things like that, I believe that.
Right, but, and even if it was because of good memories, there's still ghosts that are going to be sucking your energy, though. So, you know, you just got to be careful. That's all I'm saying. If you buy stuff, bring it into your house. Make sure that you clear it.
Yeah, I absolutely agree with it. I absolutely agree. So, let's do some talk about, do we have any callers?
No, we don't. And I'm not surprised because we didn't really advertise too much, and, you know, it'll probably take a little time to build that back up again.
Yes, yes. I have seen people going on the site. Huh?
Yeah, because we've been gone for, it's been almost 3 months, hasn't it? I think since we've been on the air.
Yeah. My father passed November the 1st.
Yeah.
At some time. 2018. So this is the year. I'm taking class with Kelly Kaladi and Archangel Raphael. And she said this is the year of manifestation because you have the 8 in this year. So pretty much where your energy goes, that's where your intentions flow. And so remember that this year. It's a very big manifestation year. It is a universal 11 year, and there's that 8 in it. So really, this is a manifestation year, you know, having things come to you. It's not the yang of the 1. It's the yin of the 11, of the 11-2. So that, so keep that in mind when you're putting up your vision board and stuff like that.
Okay.
That's it. You there?
Yeah.
So are we done, or anybody coming on, or what? Do you have anything else to talk about?
I don't think so. I mean, I was going to get into the clearing of the locations and all that, but I think we might want to do that on another show because it's kind of involved. One thing I think is really important about these objects. If you've ever watched Ghost Adventures with Zach, if you watch that show, you'll never buy anything and not clear it again because sorry, not to go into the fear part, but I just couldn't help it. It's like all you have to do is watch that show and see some of the things that people have bought, having no idea how dark it was. I mean, just be careful. Just be careful. I mean, if you're at an antique store and if you see something and you don't have a good feeling about it, don't buy it. Okay.
Yeah.
Especially like dolls, like creepy dolls and stuff like that, you know, artwork that looks creepy. There's a reason why you feel creepy. You know, there's
same
a reason.
Same thing goes about people too.
Yeah,
that's
listen
the same
to your
people.
Listen to your gut. Yeah, right. That's when it comes to people too. Listen to your gut because your gut is always right. You know, their intuition. If you don't feel good about buying something, and it could even be clothes, like clothes, you know, can carry energy. Food. I mean, one thing we've learned from Raphael is about food. Before you eat something, do a test. Do you feel good about eating it? Do you not feel good? If you don't feel good, don't eat it. Send it back. You know, get something else. So, you know, you really need to tune in to your highest and best good, because your higher self will never let you down. And that's really where the information is coming from. So,
yeah,
just be really careful, you know, what you put in your body, what you drink, what you eat, stuff like that. And that's about all I had, Grace.
Oh, yeah. Well, I've got a little bit more. Through this period that has been going on, I've been doing some laugh therapy. You know, because it was very sudden that my father-in-law passed. And so just to it can get really, you know, deep and dark. So I've been watching John Panette. If you see him on YouTube, he's very funny. He's passed away. He's one of these bigger guys that was hysterically funny. He would talk about, you know, food and being on a diet and what it's like, and I've gone through this run up and down my entire life, so I understood what he was talking about. Ralphie May, he's a bit cruder. You might, you know, not like Ralphie May, but, you know, Jeff Dunham. And Gabriel Iglesias, very funny. He's pretty clean, and he does a million voices. He does. He sounds like he's this big, he's Hispanic, and he's big, and he can make himself sound like a California Valley girl, and he says he likes to do that when he goes through McDonald's and things like that, and he sounds just like a girl that goes, oh, I'll have a hamburger, and I'll have french fries, and I'll this, all that, so when he pulls around, the guy's looking in the car for the girl. I've done, you know, this, like, are you there? Did you mute me?
By accident.
Hello?
My bad.
What?
I did it by accident. I'm sorry.
That's all right. That's all right. So
I pressed the wrong button.
It's kind of this laugh therapy thing that I've been doing last couple, you know, weeks that have really helped a lot. You know, I go through on YouTube and find these different, you know, comics and listen to them. And as much as I love him, it's, what was it? Who was the one that was very sarcastic and cynical? No, don't go there. Don't go there. It just brings you deeper. No, something is going to make you genuinely laugh. You know, old movies and stuff like that. That's
yeah.
You know, good movies and stuff. Things that will definitely bring you laughing. And another thing. Oh, yes, another thing. For Christmas, I got the entire Star Trek series, the 1960s series.
Nice.
I'm so happy about it. All those inventions, you know, you're looking and you're like, oh, my God, there's the Bluetooth. You know, you see Spock with this thing out of his ear, and you're like, that's the Bluetooth. Or you know that they have their, it looked like telephones. They're, I don't know what they call, transporters or, you know. And you see that, or you see the taser or lasers or, you know, Siri, you know, computer, tell me. You know, it's the same thing we have with Siri now. So, like, my big game is to go through and to see what things that they talked about in the 1960s that we have now. You know, the only thing we don't have right now is the transporter, but we have a lot of other things like them scanning, you know, scanning, well, the MRI scans, and watching, like, different, like, they were in Telos. They weren't in Telos. It was Talios. That was it. Talios was the name of it. They talked about Archons. And I'm watching all these different things that, you know, we've seen for the last years. And I'm like, oh, my God, look at these people, how they did this. How you know, how, okay, you can still see it's old. I mean, Captain Kirk is the hero from the 1960s. So when men were men and women were for women. And he's like, I don't care how you get the ship going. I just want it gotten done. You know, I don't care. That kind of thing. My husband goes, I like this type of directing style, this management style. And the women actually look like they ate something on this series. But, no, this has been a lot of fun going through, you know, and watching how advanced it was for its – technologically how advanced it was for being in the 1960s.
Yeah. Well, you know,
you know, there
they say that Gene Roddenberry was a time traveler, so.
Well, they had this one that made me think, and they said, like, the Greek gods, they go into a planet, and there's this god that's holding on to the Enterprise, and he wants them all to come off the planet, and he wants to be adored and praised and loved. And this god, I think it was Apollo, we just talked about Apollo too, was getting his energy source from his Greek columns and stuff like that. And then you find out that the Enterprise is like, well, you know, we've moved past that as a civilization. And they're like, well, suppose these beings came to Earth, and we were in the period of where we were working with, you know, in that period where we were making pottery, where we were working by hand, and these gods show up that have all this power. Well, of course we would have praised them and said that they were gods. And, you know, maybe that's what happened. I'm like, oh, my. So you got to go back and look at it again, you know, not with the eyes of a 10-year-old, but with the eyes of, you know, with the eyes of now and go through it. Very interesting. Very interesting.
Yeah. So we do have a caller that popped in. You want to take it?
Sure.
Hello.
Hi, this is Leslie Brown. You're on the air. How can we help you?
Yes. Hi, Jennifer. This is Patricia calling from Cleveland, Ohio. How are you?
Hey. Hi, Patricia. How are you?
Oh, we're good. I just dialed the number. I didn't know if there would be a show or not. I guess you all were taking a break.
Thank you.
Okay. I have a question. I don't know the subject matter or, you know, your guests there. Well, you're talking about science fiction, fantasy, and the various technologies that have evolved with that. My question is, I guess this is going on maybe a couple of weeks. My left side, left my eye, when I've been here in this particular room and I'm still living in the same room, same apartment, toxic and all that.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah. Now I've been doing my best.
I kind of remember that now. Yeah.
And apparently, and just this whole time living here, it's dark night of the soul, and it's like, okay, it's time for this to end because I'm really tired of it.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Right.
I've about a couple of weeks now. I've noticed why I'm in this spare bedroom, flashes my left eye, and it's flashes of light. Let me put it that way. And I don't know what it means. I've got a couple other mini readings. One reader says it's stress. Another reader says that it's a female that may have lived in this apartment who was gregarious. Either I know or may have lived in this apartment before. And that may be trying to get my attention, and it's like, okay, I'm not feeling stressed right now. I have been, you know, with.
How do you feel when it comes in? Do you feel good, or do you feel, how do you feel?
Well, I'm puzzled. You know,
How does your heart feel?
Oh, well, it's calm. It's fine.
Have you had an eye appointment? You know, you got to get it checked out by the doctor. That's the first thing.
Right. Well, I did that last year, and she told me I had early signs of glaucoma, very early signs.
Okay. All right.
And I've had some other, you know, health challenges to come up. Have nothing to do with my eye, a breast inconsistency, I'll put it that way, first stage. So I was diagnosed, November of last year. So that certainly was a shock. But I started to work, do my holistic, whole body work, you know, energy work, finding pranic healers with free clinics, which is kind of hard to do here. But also prayer and forgiveness, self-forgiveness, and other forgiveness, which I've been so angry. Really changing my diet, but that hasn't worked out. Wanting to eat more organic foods. So I've increased that a bit. So anyway.
You know that there's a book, and I've talked about this before, called The Emotion Code, and you can go to www.healerslibrary.com,
okay.
And it's in a free PDF form. And that's how I got started, you know, anger issues. I have the moon rising and Aries in the moon, you know, and I tend to, and I'm a Leo, so I tend to have a quick temper. I blow up fast, I come down fast. And I did this, it was Bradley Nelson, you can look it up, it's called The Body Code. So this is how I first started out with this. It's very easy. It talks about all the organs and what the organs give rise to. So you have it's and you use muscle testing with yourself. And the book will teach you how to muscle test. And you can use it with a pendulum, too. I don't know if you do pendulum work. I've done pendulum work. So you don't. So it's teaching the book. The book is teaching you how to muscle test yourself. And also you can go to it's called The Emotion Code Heals the World on Facebook. All right. And every so often they have people going for their certification and they'll ask, I need patients or I need clients, not patients, because they're not healing. They're balancing out the energies. So it's called The Emotion Code Heals the World. You go in there and you're like, hey, you know, I'm up, you know, and they'll work on you. But I really suggest you learn how to do this yourself, because if you've gotten, you know, I know that you've had a hard time moving forward. I can hear that. Now, what happens with people is over the years, because especially if you've had a lot to forgive, and you end up getting what's called a heart wall. It's the emotions that that build up over the years, and they cause what is like a virtual wall around the heart, and it keeps you from going after what you want. So it's very easy to release these emotions once you find them. I mean, it's basically, you know, a house magnet or your fingers over your forehead down the governing meridian. It goes from your forehead to your neck once you find these emotions. So that's how I started with I started on the body code. The emotion code. I heard Bradley Nelson one day, and he was talking to somebody. It was in April, and I was listening, and I was ironing, and I heard him come on Blog Talk Radio. I was trying to, you know, stop it, like, you know, try to take the battery out of it and everything like that. And I thought, oh, this is for me. So this woman called in, and she had, like, you know, heart issues. Like, she had pains around her heart. And she said she had got it checked out and everything like that. Well, he had gone through, and he found out that she's using the emotion code. She found out that she had really bad depression, because a few years ago she had been let go of work because of a work-related problem, and that she had lost everything. So he released the energy. You're going to release the energies, and you're going to make, you know, you're going to release these energies, and it takes some time. So what I do is it's called The Emotion Code. I think the book is about $16, but I'm telling you, on Amazon you could probably get it cheaper. Some people are probably selling their copies of it. And you start working on this, and you go to The Emotion Code, you know, Heals the World, and you start working on it, and you will see progress, because one thing about this is that it will tell you the year that it happened. It'll either tell you about the year before, the year of, and the year after. Your body will, you know, because 10% of ourselves is conscious, the other 90% is unconscious, and your body's like a computer and it registers everything. So bit by bit, if you're working, and if you can find somebody to work with you, that would be great. But that's how I ended up. And I'm not saying I'm perfect. I mean, you know, and all that other stuff. I just, you know, but it did end up releasing a lot of stuff for me. And another thing I did is after every time I did a session, now what I tell people is when you have a session done, get the Rescue Remedy Bach flowers and take them for, you know, the morning and the afternoon, two drops in the morning and the afternoon. You figure out using muscle testing how many days to do that. So he's got it on a PDF, and it's there, and it's just, and you'll see things around you start to change. And it's not like it works on your general health, but things aren't blocked as much. The blockages start going away. And as I said, and if you're lucky, some people on that, The Emotion Code Heals the World, sometimes you get people looking for emotion code, Because they're going for their emotion code certification. And if you look, get lucky, you'll see somebody going for the body code certification. And that's kind of the one, you want. So I really suggest going in, because I know you're doing a lot of work. I know you're doing a lot of work. Another thing that that I had a therapist do with me to do is, like, every day she wanted me to sit there and think of my first chakra. I had to do it for like 2 weeks. Sit there and every day concentrate on cleaning my first chakra and what came out. You know, using the angels to clean out the first chakra and everything. And a lot of stuff came out. And then after she decided that I was finished the first chakra, the red one, then I had to go to the second chakra, and a lot of crap came out of that. And gradually she had me going up. Every time she deemed that the one was kind of ready, then I'd go up to the next one, and then I'd go breathe in and out and just sit there in meditation with the second chakra and ask that everything be released out of that. And then it was the third chakra, and then it was the fourth chakra. And gradually, it took a lot of work, but it did end up getting released. As far as the eye goes, keep, because I've heard that, like, when people are that flash of light. I just heard that from a friend of mine who's, she talked about that, and she had to go to the eye doctors, and it is something. You've got to keep, you have to keep a finger on that. So I've seen a lot of things happen that are good from the body code. I mean, the emotion code and the body code. I've just seen a lot of good stuff happen from people who are working on that. And the guy's name is Dr. Bradley Nelson, and he spent, like, he was sick. He is, I think he's Mormon or Jehovah's Witness, I'm not sure. But you can really feel the spirit of this guy coming out. I mean, he's basically giving this to the world, because his thought is if we can all release our heart walls, the world will just take a giant leap forward. And he's really, promoting this. And as I said, it's free PDF. On www.healerslibrary.com, the whole one, Healers Library. You just, type the whole thing, and you can, download it and that.
Okay.
All right. That's.
Well, thanks, Patricia. We appreciate your listening to us again.
Oh, sure. Thank you.
All right, thanks.
Hello,
all right.
Grace. All right. Take care.
Bye.
All right, thanks. Patricia.
Bye. Good luck. Bye.
Okay. Are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay. Cool. Well, I think that's it for today. That was a good introduction back to the new year, and we will be around next week.
All right. We'll see everybody. Lots of love. Good luck for the new year. Talk to you later. Bye.
All right. Lots of love, everyone. God bless.
Bye. God bless. Bye.